3 years ago, Kurdish-Iranian refugee Behruz Buchani left Manus Island for Christchurch. This came after he'd been granted a one-month visa to attend a writers' festival. He later went on to receive asylum status across the ditch. But when Behruz temporarily left the offshore detention facility in 2019, the former Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, who's of course now the opposition leader, said this was about the prospect of the author and there would be no prospect of the author ever setting foot on Australian soil.
He wouldn't be permitted to come to Australia. We've been very clear about that.
Well, refugee activist and author Behruz Buchani joins me in the Melbourne studio today, very much on Australian soil. Last time I checked, that's definitely where Melbourne is. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a long journey to get here, but despite what Peter Dutton said, you're in Australia to launch your latest book, Freedom, Only Freedom. What does the visit mean to you?
Actually, it's quite paradoxical for me to visit Australia. But I should mention that I just come here to talk with people of Australia in person. And so Peter Dutton and politicians like him, they haven't mentioned my name for many years. They just called me as an individual. And that shows their mentality, you know, that they didn't want to really recognize me or refugees as an equal human being. But I was quite sure that one day, if I want to visit Australia, I will do it.
And here you are. Freedom, yeah. Only Freedom documents your 6 years spent on Manus Island. What do you want to convey to readers telling this story, which is a difficult story?
Yeah, I should mention that this book have been translated and edited by Omid Tofikyan and Munis Mansoubi. So we have been working together for many years. And it's a collection of mostly my journalism works. And so they contributed to this book as well. And some others who I've been working with them, they responded to my articles. So it is a collection of articles. But it's a good body of work, I should say that. It's a just collection of works, yeah.
Your work really is a testimony to what you and the men around you experienced on Manus Island. By doing so, you've woven your stories into Australia's public history record. And you say that your writing is history from down below. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think because I should mention that, you know, refugees and for many years we have created a body of works. And that is, I call it the resistance knowledge. Resistance knowledge which created by refugees. But this resistance knowledge, it come from marginalized people, come from refugees, and that's why I call it history from down to up. And so I'm here just to talk about this as well, that people recognize these works, you know, is a part of Australia. So the other day someone asked me that, do you consider yourself as an Australian writer? I said, no, I'm not an Australian, but we cannot get away of Australia. You know, we are a part of Australia.
Yeah, so that's a really interesting identity question, isn't it? So Australia is part of your identity, even though you're not an Australian. Is that how you kind of see it?
Yeah, definitely. I'm connected to Australia because I've been working with mostly good side of Australia, you know, with the part of civil society. And we created a body of works and that is belong to Australia, you know. And that's why it's paradoxical, as I mentioned before.
Mm. For years, asylum seekers and the treatment of refugees was really a defining issue of Australian politics. And you obviously lived that. That was an experience you had. You weren't just part of some sort of debate that was far away from you. You were the debate. Now it seems to have fallen off the radar. It's not like it was. What's the legacy of those years?
You know, I should mention this. I think it's very important before I forget, is that nothing really changed by changing the government. And still 200 people remain in Port Moresby and Nauru, and we don't know what will happen for them. You know,
we don't talk about them much either.
Yeah, yeah. I think Australia, after the changing the government, I feel that the public or media pretend that it's over, but it's not over. The policy exists. Still 200 people are waiting. And those refugees who transferred to Australia under Medivac law, they received a letter that they should leave the country or they don't have a future in the country. So that's why nothing really changed. You know, I say that in the another interview, I say that the reason, that is my analyze, that they gave me visa was just to show that something changed. But nothing changed really, you know.
Do you feel like there's been any shift, though? Or?
Not really. Nothing changed, you know. And also, I should mention that what we are facing in Australia, what exists in Australia is detention industry. So this detention industry exists. And while for keeping this industry alive, they need people, need refugees to keep them in the detention, in the prison camp. So we need that like a fundamental change. We should ask this question, why we Australia put people in detention? Yeah, that is the main question.
Well, the government would answer it, and I'm not saying this is just to be clear, but I would say to deter people from coming and making those dangerous journeys to Australia, and that's a that's become a bipartisan position, as you are right. That is, I think, the way that this party, the Labor Party, has neutralised this issue from being a problem for them. And clearly there has been a massive reduction in boats coming. That's the Australian deal now. You're saying that deal is...
That is not acceptable. Unfortunately, many people accepted this, and including media and politicians, but that
and voters.
Yeah, yeah, and voters, exactly. But I should mention that the reason they stopped the boats to come to Australia is they send them back. That is the reason, not keeping people in detention, not keeping people in indefinite prison camp for 9 years, 10 years. Yesterday, I was talking with a man on Willowwood, and he called me because he found that I'm in Australia. So he contacted me that I help him, you know. And he told me that he has been in detention for 10 years. That is huge. That is horrible, you know.
That's really interesting. How often do people contact you because you've become so well-known as the face of Australian detention, if I can call you that, and ask for your help?
It's very difficult. Many people, not only in Australia, I mean internationally as well, so from Turkey, Greek, Indonesia, it's very difficult because I find myself useless. How can I help them? You know, so that is really difficult. But I should mention this, is for many years I have been working to influence Australia, to affect on political culture in Australia and change the image about refugees. But in the end, I found out that actually I affect on refugees more, and that inspired them more, and they, they feel empowered, you know. So that is very interesting. So still I'm in touch with many refugees, but it's very difficult, as I mentioned before, because I'm just a person.
Yeah, of course. Just finally, Behrouz, if we can turn to what's actually happening in Iran at the moment, which is huge, how have you felt watching these protests against the regime develop?
It's very difficult. I have been involved in that protest. I mean, just to support the people on the street. And but it's very difficult to talk about Iran because the regime, the way they treat people is horrible. They have killed 500 people on the streets in 2 months. But I should say that the whole nation, whole people haven't been really united like this for 43 years, since the revolution in 1979. But this time people demand to change the regime. And but from outside, it's difficult to see the different layers of this protest. But I should mention that I, as a Kurdish, so my view, my perspective is quite different because Kurdistan is leading this revolution, but we don't see it in the international media. They don't mention it. And I think that is very important that we see like ethnic minorities and their role in this protest. Of course, it is a feminism movement, and we support that. It's really important that will create change the whole change the government, the effect on the region is very important, but we should see this side of the protest as well. It's very important.
Really interesting. Behruz, thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Behruz Buchani is a refugee activist and author. His new book, Freedom Only Freedom, is out now.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.